Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're walking through an article called 7 B2B Sales Frameworks Explained by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if you run a sales team of any size, this one is worth your time because the article makes a point right at the top that most sales leaders will not admit out loud.
Which is that almost nobody runs a single pure methodology. Most B2B sales orgs are already running a hybrid. They have borrowed a discovery shape from one framework, a qualification scorecard from another, and a closing posture from a third.
And the problem is not the hybrid. The problem is when nobody on the floor knows which bits came from where, so every rep ends up doing something slightly different.
The article covers 7 frameworks: Spin, Challenger, Sandler, Medic, Solution Selling, Neat, and Gap. We're going to focus on the 3 it goes deepest on.
Starting with Spin, and I want to be honest, I had heard of Spin, but I did not know the origin story. Neil Rackham, 1988, based on observing 35,000 sales calls across 23 countries. That was the largest empirical study of B2B selling ever published at the time.
And what he found surprised people. In complex, high-value sales, closing techniques actually reduce your win rate. What predicts a win is the quality of the questions the seller asks during discovery.
So Spin is a question sequence: situation, problem, implication, need, payoff. And the article is clear that the first two are basically table stakes.
Right. Situation questions establish the facts. Problem questions surface the pain. Most reps stop there and go straight to pitching.
But the implication question is where the real work happens. You connect a small pain to its downstream consequences: revenue at risk, time lost, regulatory exposure. You make the problem bigger than the buyer currently thinks it is.
And then the need payoff question flips it. You ask the buyer to articulate the value of solving it. They sell themselves.
Which is a completely different posture to most sales training I have seen, where the rep is doing all the talking.
Now, the challenger sale is a different animal. Dixon and Adamson, 2011. Their research studied 6,000 sales reps and asked who was still hitting quota during the recession.
And what they found was that relationship builders, the profile most sales managers hire for, accounted for just 7% of top performers.
While challengers, reps who teach the buyer something new about their own business, made up 54% of top performers.
That is a striking gap, roughly 4 times more likely to be a top performer if you are a challenger than if you are a relationship builder.
The challenger approach has 3 moves: teach, tailor, and take control. You bring a commercial insight that reframes how the buyer thinks about their situation. You adapt it to their specific role and priorities, and you own the buying process.
There's a 6-act structure in the article for how a teaching pitch runs. The bit I found most interesting is that you do not mention your product until Act 6. Right, you warm them up, you reframe their thinking, you show them the cost of inaction, you make it personal, you paint the better world, and only then do you connect it to what you sell. Which takes confidence. Most reps want to show the product in the first 5 minutes. Sandler is the 3rd one worth spending time on. David Sandler, 1967. The core inversion is that the seller qualifies the buyer, not the other way around. And the practical mechanism for that is the upfront contract. At the start of every meeting, you agree time, agenda, what both parties want from it, and you explicitly put a clean no on the table as an acceptable outcome, which removes the pressure. Sandler reps do not chase deals. They walk away if the pain, budget, or decision process does not stack up. That will feel counterintuitive to a lot of people running a sales floor, especially if reps are measured on activity: calls made, meetings booked. The article also makes the point that these frameworks are not meant to be picked one and run exclusively. The suggestion is to treat them as raw ingredients: a discovery shape, something like Spin or Gap; a qualification shape, Medic or Neat; a closing shape, Challenger or Sandler. So if I'm running a sales team and I take one thing away this week, what would you say it is? Pick one framework and read the actual book, not a summary. The Spin Selling Field Book is the place to start if you do any kind of consultative discovery. It has call planning templates built in. For me, it is the challenge or data on rep profiles. If you're building out your team right now, the instinct to hire for relationship skills is almost certainly pointing you at the wrong person. The article gives you the numbers to have that conversation differently. The full article is at anabu.ai. It covers all 7 frameworks, with the trainers, books, and companies behind each one. And if you want this working inside your own sales operation, you can book a 40 AI audit at anabu.ai. Brett and the team will show you where AI can augment what your sales team is already doing. Until next time.